Action 180, and we're going to march up to the Halifax Commons. We will be making a few calls to action, as well as having 3 moments of silence, and we will be reading the proclamation from the mayor for International Overdose Awareness Day 2022. My name is Krista Miller, and I work for the SHARPS program under Direction 180.
And can you tell us why is it important for us to be out here today?
We need to take some time to remember the lives that were lost due to accidental opioid poisoning, as well as make some calls for action.
What are some misconceptions you find around opioid poisoning?
One thing for sure is that prescription use as well as misuse pose the same risk for opioid overdose, and that's something we definitely need to be talking about.
What are some methods of prevention?
Some methods of prevention for Overdose Awareness Day is always to carry naloxone. We have those kits available to give out anytime for free in Nova Scotia. Also, know the signs and symptoms of an overdose. That's a great way to be able to prevent one from happening.
Can you share with us some signs and symptoms?
Yeah, so blue lips, pale fingers. Sometimes they have the death rattle sound in their breathing, unconscious. A good way to try to wake somebody up if you think they may be experiencing an overdose is to actually threaten to give them naloxone. It's going to put them in such a bad state of precipitated withdrawal, they're not going to like it, and they will say, do not inject me with naloxone. So.
What are some important facts you think Dalhousie students and people in general should know about overdose awareness?
Overdose does not discriminate. It can happen to anybody. It can happen to children after surgery. It can happen to our grandparents. It can happen to anybody in this earth. And we really need to be talking about all the ways that we can prevent it.
Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
Make calls for action. Talk about safe supply. Safe supply would be a great way to prevent accidental opioid poisoning in HRM.
So my name is Martin Sabrin. I come from Picmobert First Nation. I'm here just to support like what's going on, the cause. I know a few years ago I overdosed as well, and it was the naloxone that saved me. So I'm here to show my support, because if it weren't for that drug, I wouldn't be here today. And just to sort of spread awareness.
Why is it important for people to show up today?
I think it's very important, again, just to spread awareness, you know, because a lot of people don't know about it. Like my mom, for one, she was the kind of, like, she had a negative thought on the naloxone and addiction. She used to think that, like, oh, I don't know why we're spending so much money on naloxone and for people just to keep using it, you know, to keep overdosing. And then until eventually I overdosed, and her perception of the drug changed. So that's why I'm here.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
No, it's just don't do drugs. And honestly, like, it is okay to get help. And if you really want recovery, it will happen for you. So just don't give up on it.
My name's Sidel Ross. I'm with Mosh Housing First.
And what are we doing here today, Sidel?
We're bringing awareness to those that have lost their lives through overdose. And, you know, I believe suicide prevention as well. But I believe it today is International Overdose Day. So we're here just to, you know, bring recognition to, you know, safe use and, you know, recognizing those that lost their lives in the battle.
And can you tell us a little bit about your organization?
Our organization is there to support those in need. We facilitate a lot of different supports to a lot of organizations. Right now, this is one of the causes that we're supporting through overdose awareness. And just to be their support for one another in these tough times.
Is there anything else you'd like to add for Dalhousie audiences?
Just come out and come learn some more information about, you know, Overdose Awareness Day and those that need support in every other facet of life.